Nubuwwat is given to Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thereafter a period follows, which ulama refer to as Fatrat-e-Wahi. No revelation comes down. This was a very trying and a difficult period upon Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After this period, the first revelation after Iqra comes down. The mission and the object of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of the greatest of Allah's creation, is being outlined. Allah calls out, Ya ayyuhal muddathir. Allah has praised His beloved in the Quran. Ali writes, Allah Ta'ala calls out to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam approximately 227 times in the Quran, yet never once by His name. He was never called directly by His name, because the honor is greater when a title is used. Other Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam were called by their name. Ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. Wa qila ya Nuh uhbith bi salamin minna. Wa nadaynahu ayya Ibrahim. Wa ma tilka bi yameenika ya Musa. Ya Zakariya inna nubashiruka bi ghulam. Ya Yahya khudil kitaba bi quwwa. Ya Isa ibn Maryam, anta qulta linnas. 227 times, yet in the entire Quran, you will not find Ya Muhammad, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, Ya Ayyuhan Rasul, Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil. Once some Bedouins came from outside Medina Munawara. They were villages, nomadic background. They didn't have culture. They stood outside his house. Ya Muhammad. Immediately Jibreel is sent with the verses of the Quran. La taj'alu du'a ar-rasuli baynakum ka du'a ibadikum ba'da. When I do not address my Nabi by his name, how can you address him by his name? Do not address the Rasul like you address one another. Allah calls out, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, O my Nabi, who covers himself in a cloth. One explanation Mufassirin give of this expression. They say, E aram karne wale Nabi. O that Nabi who is at rest, come, stand up now. What must you do? What is your mission? Why has Allah sent you? First revelation after Iqra. Come, فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. Stand up now. Give them da'wat. Call them, warn them, invite them. How must you give them da'wat? وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Tell them of the greatness of Allah. Invite them to the majesty of Allah. Invite them to the qudrat of Allah. Keep your clothes pure. Keep your inside pure. Abstain from the disobedience of Allah. The mission of a da'i is being outlined. وَرُجِزَ فَهْجُرْ. Negate. Speak against. Defy everything that is an obstacle between you and Allah. Every ghair of Allah has to be negated. This is not your ihsan. This is Allah's favor. A da'i does not look towards the makhluk. A da'i will take from Allah and give to the makhluk. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. And in calling towards Allah, obstacles will come in front. People will oppose you. You are doing it only for Allah's sake. Make sabr for the sake of Allah. Allah's help will come to you. 11 years in Makkah Mukarramah, Salah was not farz, Zakat was not farz, Hajj was not farz. No other tenet of deen, no other order of Allah was farz. One task was given. The day and night of Sahaba was da'wat. Effort on iman to establish Allah's greatness in the heart. Ibn Abbas, 7-year-old youngster, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam addresses him. He says, Kuntu ridfan Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I was sitting behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on his camel. He turned to me and he said, Ya ghulam, O qala ya ghulaim, O youngster, O my beloved, احفظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ. Guard the deen of Allah. Make the effort to protect Allah's deen. Strive in the way of Allah. يَحْفَظْكَ. Allah will protect you. This is the object of this ummah. We were sent as da'is. Inna arsalnaka shahido wa mubashiro wa nadira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idnihi wa sirajan munira. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have sent you as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner, wa da'iyan ila Allah, and as a da'i to Allah. Da'wat is the lifeblood of this ummah. Nabi Abbas sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one riwayat it comes, he comes home to Bibi Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nubuwwat has just been given to him. Ya Khadija, in qata'a ayyamun nawmi war raha. O Khadija, the days of sleep and rest have come to an end for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man adu, man yastajib. Who am I going to give da'wah to? 360 idols in Baytullah, and Allah says, tell them one Allah is doing. Call them to one Allah. Man adu, man yastajib. Who am I going to call? Who is going to listen? He is giving her da'wah. Immediately she says, anta awwalu man tad'u wa ana awwalu man astajib. O my beloved Nabi, you be the first to give the da'wah. I will be the first to say labbaik on your da'wah. And then everything was given. Every sahabi, male or female, on accepting Islam, understood that my object and my purpose in this world is to myself come on deen and to make effort that the whole humanity comes on deen. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says, we have not sent you but as a mercy to humanity. What was that mercy? It was not a mercy to the Arabs only. It was not a mercy 1400 years ago only. But his legacy of rahmat and mercy had to permeate to the last person to come before Qiyamah. He made such an effort, prepared an ummah that would carry out his effort, that would carry out his cry, that would carry out his pain, generation to generation, generation to generation. Bibi Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, once she accepts, the richest woman in Makkah, today we have understood deen to fill our homes with dunya. What was the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Richest woman in Makkah, yet when she understands her object, that day comes that Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands on Mount Safa. Ya Jibreel, والذي نفس محمد بيده ما أمسى لآل محمد صفة من دقيق ولا كفة من شعير. O Jibreel, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there isn't one grain of wheat or one strand of barley. Everything was given. The home was emptied. This wealth is not ours. This life is not ours. It belongs to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll conclude on one simple example. If somebody has an ordinary laborer and he says to him that go and wash my car, even an ordinary simpleton will understand that if I want my staff to wash my car, I have to give him the time to do so. I have to give him the bucket and the water and the chamois, the means to do so. Then only he can carry out that task. Today the call is being placed in front of us. We have been sent for the hidayat of humanity. The day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to become our day. The night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to become our night. The concern and the cry and the pain in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to become ours. When that call is placed in front of us, what are we saying? We are saying, my shop, my job, my occupation, my family. 100 obstacles come in front of us. Let us understand, my respected brothers, this responsibility of tabligh and da'wat, this responsibility for the hidayat of humanity, was not given to us by the Tabligh Jamaat or any Jamaat. This responsibility Allah has given us. When an ordinary simpleton understands, if I want my laborer to do a task, I have to give him the time and the means. Allah has sent us for the hidayat of humanity. Allah's qasam. Allah has given us the time for this effort. Allah has given us the means for this effort. And Allah has kept that istidad and that capability in each one of us, that we can become the zariya and the means of hidayat for thousands and millions. We, unfortunately, are utilizing those means and capabilities elsewhere. And this, my respected brothers, is zulm. What is the Arabic meaning of zulm? Wad'u shay fi ghayri mahallihi. To use something out of its place, that is zulm. We are not only making zulm on ourselves, we are making zulm on this insaniyat that is crying out to us. And today, unfortunately, Allah forgive us, in this world, we are tasting the harm and we are tasting the punishment as a result of our zulm. This ishtima', which is not just bayan, my respected brothers, going to carry on, inshallah, right up till Sunday Zuhr. This gathering is not here just for us to attend and see how things are. But we have to, from the bottom of our hearts, make tawbah to Allah. That, Ya Allah, up till now, I have not understood what my object and what my purpose is. Ya Allah, you accept me to make my day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make my night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to make my object the object of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Sahaba strove in the path of Allah, and like Sahaba finished their wealth and their lives for Hidayat, Ya Allah, you accept me to give my life and my wealth for Hidayat also. Over the next 2 days, humble appeal is being made. Many of us may have come just to attend the Jummah, Salah at the Ishtima. That is Barakat, that is Sawab. But my respected brothers, more than Barakat and more than Sawab, we have a responsibility. We have to understand what is our object. We have been given a practical environment over 48 hours to understand what was the life in Medina Munawwara at the time of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With a thirsty heart, with a heart full of regret, if we will, with mujahada, attach ourselves to this environment, inshallah, these 2 days can become the means of us becoming the friends of Allah, and Allah using us for the hidayat of countries. So all of us, inshallah, will try and stay in this environment for the next 2 days. Jazakumullah wa khairan.